we were sitting with former vice president, now president-elect Joseph Boakai. And about an hour, 30 minutes after the results were released, he received a call from President Weah, and that was a defining moment for our country's history. That was a defining moment for our democracy, given that there was this huge, anxiety. Many people had thought that there was going to be violence, that the president was not going to accept the results. There was a huge presence of security in the streets prior to the announcement of the results. And so that just calmed the entire country. And after he congratulated the president-elect, he went on in the night to address the nation. In a 4-minute address, he called on everybody to remain calm. He stated that, yes, his party has lost the election, but Liberia has won, and that we should do everything to protect our democracy. Importantly, he also offered to work with the president-elect, to reconcile the country.
Does this set the stage for the president-elect to make the effort to unite the country, since the outgoing president, President Weah, has offered an olive branch, willing to work with him to unite the country?
I think it sets the stage, and that was one of the cardinal things that is needed to begin the reconciliation and the healing of the country after this bruising 3 months of campaign and electoral period. So yes, it sets the stage, and I believe the president-elect is going to work with President Weah. He has always proven to be someone who loves this country. And so working with him will set the stage. It will bring the two factions together, because when you go through the elections result, you realize that the votes were divided basically on regional lines. So it sets the stage, and I believe President-elect Joseph Boakai should jump at that opportunity immediately to begin to reconcile the country.
So what will be his first point of call? You start with him, and when he was declared president-elect, what does he want to do within the first 100 days in office?
There are lots of things that need to be done, and you have to look at the demand of the electorate. The first thing in the first 100 days is to begin the reconciliation process, like we've been talking. But on the economy front, the transitional thing needs to understand what we are inheriting in terms of the economy. And also, the public demand is that there should be some form of audit of the current government. Because if we want to fight corruption, then we need to set the stage by demanding audit of the current government, audit of the entire system, to know what is wrong in order to put into place measures that will curtail corruption in the country. Then the other cardinal part is the movement about we need to set up to fix our roads. The accessibility of certain parts of the country is so much difficult. People do not move around easily. And that is a problem for Liberia. So particularly the roads connecting the Southeast, we need to do that. And also in this first 100 days, we need to set the tone for investment in the country. We need to begin to make the economy good for people to begin to come in to attract investment. Those are some of the things we need to do in the first 100 days.